path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great. You?
I'm fantastic. Just excellent. Couldn't be better.
Good.
Yeah. Better than Michael Jordan's son. I just saw. Did you just see what happened to him?
Son?
Michael Jordan's son?
No, what happened?
Marcus Jordan? It's interesting the way that the media, too, is like Marcus Jordan. I'm assuming, right, that that's... Am I supposed to know Marcus Jordan for sure?
I have no idea. I didn't know. I don't know he has kids.
I honestly don't either. So, but they act like, you know, of course you know who he is. I had to check to make sure, but he just got a DUI, which is not, like, you know, that big of a story, especially considering I don't really think he's a celebrity. He's the son of a celebrity. But the story itself was kind of crazy, because it says that he was arrested for DUI Tuesday after cops say he drunkenly got his Lambo stuck on train tracks after a night out on the town. Mm. So officers wrote in his police documents, TMZ of course got this, that the scene all played out, you know, late last night, early morning, whatever, okay, like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. They noticed his headlights on a railroad, and when they approached... they said there were signs, including bumper damage and kicked up rocks, that indicated that he had been trying to get away but couldn't. Now, I saw a picture and I was a little confused.
Do Lambos get stuck on train tracks?
Well, especially, this isn't like a regular Lambo. This is one of those SUV Audi things.
How did
you
get,
know,
stuck on there?
That's my thing. And there's like a truck. Let me show you one of the pictures here, because there's a truck next to him that looks like it got smashed by the train. Do you see that? So I'm just like, did he stuck on the track, or is he stuck next to this smashed car? Did they get hit by the train and then he got stuck, right? That's what it looks like when you first look at it, right? You're trying to understand. And especially once you understand that it's an SUV. I have personally been in a situation where I was trying to flee the scene of an accident and I could not get my car unstuck. That has happened to me, but it was not on train tracks.
Right.
And at the point that I was trying to get my car unstuck, it was because... And I didn't know it at the time, but I had broken the wheels on my car.
Yeah, right? So it wouldn't move.
It really wouldn't move. I mean, I think one of them was still there, but at least two of them were actually broken. The airbags had deployed. Some cars, I think, once the airbags deploy, it won't even let you put it into drive anymore. But right. I sat there for a while trying to get the car out of there. So I can imagine that moment of panic. And he's... Marcus Jordan, you know, apparently a celebrity. So anyway, he tries to get out of there, he couldn't. So reading on, they suspected that he had just fled from a nearby traffic stop. Police originally tried to pull him over for a traffic violation. And during questioning, they say there was a strong smell of alcohol coming from him, from the car. So then he told police that he'd taken a wrong turn and needed help to get his car off the tracks. Cops say the entire time he was speaking, they noticed slurred speech and red, bloodshot, glassy eyes. Jordan was ordered out of the car. And despite initially being non-cooperative, authorities say they were ultimately able to get him out. In the pictures that I saw, they've got him, you know, they're walking him, I guess, into the police station. He's wearing Jordans. I mean, I guess that's what you would wear.
Why wouldn't you?
What else would you wear, right? He's wearing, like, the classic Jordans.
Right.
They claim
he probably gets as many of them as he wants.
Yeah, exactly. They claim that he's probably just got, like, a new pair for every day.
Yeah, right.
They claim that he claimed he'd been at a gentleman's club earlier in the evening. He'd had a few drinks. And
how old is
he? Was adamant that his BAC would be under the legal limit. So, but they did the field sobriety test. He did not do well, and so they placed him under arrest. And I didn't see if they actually got his BAC. Usually, if you fail the roadside, you know, the field sobriety test, then they'll let you or make you or whatever. I'm not sure exactly how that works. I mean, you can refuse a breathalyzer. I know that. But usually, they'll just bring out the breathalyzer afterwards. Yeah. This thing said he was 34.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Crazy to think,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how old's Kobe's kid that's playing now? Like 20?
You mean LeBron's?
LeBron, I mean, yeah, sorry.
Right, gotta be 20-something.
Like very early 20s? Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that makes sense that Jordan's kid would be... Mm-hmm. How old's Jordan now? What is he, 60?
Gotta be.
He's gotta be at least 60, right? So probably... I'm gonna look this up. I would say... Let's. I'm going to go with 61. What's your guess? Closest without going over.
He's older than me for sure. I'm going to say 56.
Oh, 61. February 17th.
Boom.
February 17th, he will be 62. That's
what a weird thing,
crazy.
Though. Like, who cares? Like,
he's not a celebrity.
That sucks for him.
I know.
He's like, well, you know, like, I mean, it's
TMZ front page.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, well, people get DUIs, but.
Right. I mean, how do you, like, if you're TMZ, I mean, whatever. Good for them. But if I'm the TMZ person who's, you know, following all the celebrities, like, if I get a thing that says, a dude named Marcus Jordan got a DUI in Chicago, right. I don't automatically go, Jordan.
Right. So what they do is they just print it as if you obviously know who he is.
Right, yeah.
Because instead of saying, like, Michael Jordan's son, it says Marcus Jordan.
Yeah.
And you have to read on. And then under a picture I saw where it said, you know, the celebrity athlete's son.
Right. Right.
I'm like, okay, well, you know, so are you trying to tell me it's a story because it got stuck on the train tracks? Right. Because Lambo? No. You're saying right. It's Michael Jordan's kid.
Yeah.
And, you know. I mean, is
and he's 34. Like, what's a...
He's
like,
not a kid.
Right. Yeah, he's not like he's 19 and got
right.
one.
Not the mayor's son who's 16 right. and got stuck right. on the tracks. Like, right. leave him alone.
Yeah, leave Marcus alone. Free Marcus.
Free Marcus. I like that.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
So, like, the greatest city for football ever is Kansas City.
No,
that's
I didn't
what you
say
want to
that.
Tell me?
I didn't say that. I just said we've made
well,
a lot of progress.
That's what you want to tell me, though,
I
right?
said we've made a lot of progress in a short amount of time. That's all I said.
Who's it's a little Frankie.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, come on, little Frankie.
Okay.
Yeah. If you didn't hear earlier this week, we've got Slim Fast over there baby talking. Send a message.
Talking to my dog.
Send a message. We didn't know he was sending. Where's the little Frankie? Kiss, kiss, kiss.
I didn't say kiss, kiss, kiss.
Who likes the Chiefs? Little Frankie likes the Chiefs.
Personal. We can't.
Little Frankie likes the Chiefs.
There's obvious reasons to be talking about the Chiefs this week, but I can't do it without
Frankie,
you doing this. Turn it personal. And the next thing I know, you'll be talking about every STD I've ever had or every time I've ever embarrassed myself. Why
can't
we just
from a black dude.
See what I mean?
I'm just saying. You brought it up. I wasn't even thinking about it, but that is true.
There's so much more to that story, though, and now you've put it out there, and it's been a long time, so...
His name was
wasn't through sex. It wasn't through sex.
No. What? I mean, all right.
It was in a dorm room.
President Clinton.
It was from a dorm room. No,
what
not President Clinton style. No, no,
okay.
No.
Whatever.
No.
You know what? Let's get to the football.
It wasn't that. It was from
a
dorm room.
Okay.
I just went... I'm allowed to be excited, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I live in a small to medium-sized city here, and I have most of my life, and, you know, we don't see ourselves talked about nationally all that often. And now that the Chiefs have gotten really good, we do, and it's exciting, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I can pretty much name every movie where Kansas City has come up in the last 30 years because it's so infrequent.
Yeah,
you
that,
grew up in Detroit.
That
so.
Touchdown thing on Hallmark for
well,
Christmas.
There you go.
A Christmas touchdown.
The Chiefs and a movie. Yeah. Is that what was it called?
It was called
something
kiss,
touchdown.
Little Frankie Frankie.
Holiday touchdown.
Holiday Frankie.
Whatever. Okay. Anyhow, Danny Parkins, the sports guy, brought this up last time we had him on to talk sports, and I'd forgotten all about it, but he reminded me that like 10 years ago, maybe longer, I was asking him, hey, you know, what would it take for a Chiefs player to get a national endorsement? Like,
right.
Some of these players are pretty good. You know, I'm Priest Holmes, and I think at the time I might have been specifically asking about Jamal Charles. I'm not positive,
right.
But maybe that was it. And I said, you know, you see some of these players, and they're not always the most famous players in the NFL, and they get these endorsements. Is it just because they're bigger teams, you know, with a bigger fan base? And he was kind of like, yeah, and also the players that you think are good, but they're not really as good as you think.
Sure.
They're good, and they're what you've got, so you focus on them, right? Like, if we didn't have Mahomes or Kelsey, then all anybody in this town would talk about right now is Chris Jones, right? And I would be saying, why isn't Chris Jones in more commercials? So, but I kind of forgot about that conversation because that at that time, I don't think in my lifetime I had seen a Chiefs player do an endorsement since Montana did it for Madden or whatever it was. And I think
Tyler Pelco didn't do it.
I don't think so. No Gerbach, no Trent Green, no Jamal Charles. I don't know. I mean, in Detroit, as a Lions fan, I don't know how many commercials Barry Sanders did.
Probably a few.
But I'm sure he did a few. Yeah. And you had, just in general, it's a bigger city.
Yeah.
So you saw your city talked about more. And you could be watching a movie, and there's a good chance that Even if it's just when they ask someone, where are you from? Detroit. It comes up a lot more. So, you know, we'll take what we can get here. And we used to see these lists every year about best cities for sports fans. We would never make it near the top for best cities for sports fans.
Crackman's here says, Damon Hewitt clearly had some national
endorsements. Now you're just being a dick because I had the jersey. They're a good family, and he was a good player. He had a good season. We don't have a hockey team. We don't have a basketball team. So best cities for sports fans, where they just do sports, I've never seen a show up, at least. And I assume that's because we don't have all the sports. But for best football, I'm always curious. I look, and I've always thought, again, I know I'm biased, but the Chiefs do sell out games even when they suck. And that is something that you hear them talk about. They sold out games throughout the 90s, and they still would sell out games in the 2000s when they sucked. So shouldn't we be somewhere on those lists for football cities? I just looked to see 10 years ago, a list that I'm sure we read 10 years ago, the best cities for football fans in 2015. And this is starting with 10, going down to number 1. Minneapolis was 10. Boston, Cincinnati, Dallas, San Francisco, Denver, Pittsburgh, Detroit, and Green Bay.
Okay.
So
those are the best cities for football.
That's what they said, the best cities for football fans. Now, the thing is, they're counting college football and NFL, okay. I think, like football. We've been through that before, right? They go into detail and say, we'll count college football and all that. Because I think it's that same company that always does it, Wallet Hub or whatever. So now, here we are, 2025, and today I see they put out the list. And this is the best and worst cities for football fans in 2025. I can just go down to the bottom, start at the bottom, and see a city there that Lazo has some familiarity with. And no, it's not Detroit, but it's Jacksonville. They've got Jacksonville down there. You know, and I would think the worst city for a football fan really would be a city where there's no football teams to root for. Yeah. But I guess they don't do it that way.
That's weird.
I'm not sure. Because you've got
it's a great football city if you're a football fan. You got Miami, Florida State, and Georgia.
Oh, right, and a lot of Georgia fans in the northern part of Florida. Yep. And you've got an NFL team.
Right.
So why? I don't understand. You know, near the bottom, in 29th place, Clemson, South Carolina, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Which, by the way, when I was looking at the older list, Tuscaloosa on some of those older lists was like near the very top. Charlotte, North Carolina, Houston, Texas. It's too bad. I know they were upset about that game. Nashville, Vegas. You know, Vegas to me should be moving up with all the sports they got. But sure. I don't know. It's hard, I would think, to take a team. They really embrace the hockey team there. But it was their team, right?
Yeah, right.
When you move a team like the Raiders, I just assume that makes it harder to build a fan base over time because part of that fan base doesn't live there. You know, if they're loyal to that team, whatever. So the top 10 cities for football fans in the United States. Number 10, Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, New Orleans. Number 8, I don't know. I know that they love high school football, and I was thinking, how popular is exact? Well, no, maybe not, but I think it is huge.
It is big in Louisiana, but not New Orleans, really. Well, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know enough about New Orleans to know like how many college football fans are there and how well the Saints do, but whatever. San Francisco is number 8. Los Angeles, number 7.
There's two football teams there.
Yes, but hasn't that, you know, I guess that's great if you are a football fan. Then that's great because you've also got college teams and you've got two NFL teams to choose from. So it's great. It's not like who has the greatest fans. That's not what it says. It says greatest. Although those lists that say who has the greatest fans, of course, I always looked through those too because I thought, well, maybe the Chiefs will show up because, you know, they buy tickets to games when they suck. But they, you know, never were at the bottom, but never at the top. So L.A., New York, number 6.
Mm-hmm.
So beating out Los Angeles and New York, Kansas City, number 5 right there on the list. Only cities ahead of Kansas City, Boston, Green Bay, Dallas, and Pittsburgh. Why Pittsburgh? Just because of the Steelers?
Yeah, I think it's a fun football town. I mean, there is Pittsburgh, the university, but...
And Penn, I guess. But they're talking about the Steelers.
Yeah,
really.
For sure. There's
that's
not
what,
a... Yeah.
That's what they're talking about. That's...
I don't know.
That's why it's a great city for football fans. Let me see. Hold on. I'll search. You know, you do that thing where you search on here and see if you can find it on the page. I'm just trying to control F Detroit. Maybe I need to click show all. I thought I was at the bottom, but it actually goes down further. Detroit. Oh, okay. I only had to go down another 10. They're number 40. They're ranked number 40.
Number 40?
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's just because we get our hearts broken, so it's a bad place for a football fan.
Ypsilanti, 71. Ann Arbor, 39. So Ann Arbor beats Detroit.
Hmm.
I don't get it. You, as a Detroit resident, you're still able to be fans.
They break a heart every year.
Yeah, but you're Michigan fans and Michigan
State
fans.
It's not a great place to be a football fan.
Okay, so it's not like you're
because every week,
games.
Every year, we get a heart broken.
Yeah, but I mean, Michigan did well. But yeah, East Lansing at 137. Why is that?
Because Michigan State's there.
That's where Michigan State is, and they just haven't been playing well.
They suck.
Sorry, I should have looked it up sooner.
You know
but
what?
Columbia, Mo, 182. You beat them. You did beat them. And St. Charles, Mo, you beat them.
What about the Cape?
120. Let's see. Cape is maybe on here.
Looking right now. I don't care.
Oh, you asked. Let's see if Cape is on here. I'm just looking, because if it beats you, that'd be pretty bad. It's 107.
Mm.
So you beat them. You beat them.
Good.
The Church. The Church of Laszlo.
Forget doom scrolling for a second.
Okay.
I came across this, and I think this is good. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Okay.
Where is a Super Bowl pop quiz?
Okay.
Where is the Super Bowl being played?
New Orleans.
There you go.
I knew that because Chiefs are in it, and they landed a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. I tried telling you that.
The game uses Roman numerals for each edition, making this Super Bowl LIX.
Yeah, I was looking at that the other day and trying to think what that is.
Which one is it?
I'll give you one before 10, so it's got to be.
Hey, I mean, it's a multiple.
Okay, multiple choice?
Yeah. I was going to say multiple answer. I'm like, there's not multiple answers. 61, 106, 59, or 49?
I'll go 59.
Hey, you know your Roman numerals, hey. It says. Let's see. When was the first year the Super Bowl was played in February rather than January? 2002, 1995, 1989, or 2010?
One thing I can think is maybe it got pushed back. Something changed with the NFL on 9/11, but that's 2001. But would the Super Bowl be in 2002 that year?
I
don't know. I'll guess 2002. I'll guess 2002.
I would say 2010 because I made the schedule longer, but you are right.
Does it say why?
It was postponed for the terrorist attack.
Oh, man.
You're a goddamn genius.
That's 2 out of 2 or 3 out of 3?
Three out of three.
It's going to get harder. Okay.
Which one of these quarterbacks did not win a Super Bowl MVP?
Okay.
Peyton Manning, Nick Foles, Brett Favre, or Aaron Rodgers?
Okay, I know. I'm pretty sure Foles won. I'm pretty sure Manning won. I would think. Is that it's got to be between Favre and Rodgers. I feel like Rodgers, I know he won one. It's got to be between those two, right? Or are you thinking somebody else?
No, I have an idea.
I'll go with Favre.
I'm going to go with Favre, too. Okay. I think Desmond Howard won it that year.
Okay.
Yes, it's Favre. He played in 2 Super Bowls for the Packers, but was never the MVP. God. Desmond Howard was the MVP for Green Bay.
All right.
There you go.
Not bad. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten the Desmond Howard, that's for damn sure.
I remember because, well, one, he played for Michigan, but two, he might be the only only kickoff returner who got one.
Really?
That's what I think. Okay. Like, yeah, he's like a punt returner, kick returner.
Okay.
Which wide receiver has the distinction of being the last non-quarterback to win Super Bowl MVP? Cooper Kupp, A.J. Brown, Tyler Lockett, Tyreek Hill.
That's a tough one for me. I feel like Cooper Kupp did win. I don't know.
Guess. Cooper Kupp, A.J. Brown, Tyler Lockett.
I'll just go Cooper Kupp.
That's why we guessed too. Oh, you're right.
Yes! All right. Okay, that was a little bit of luck there.
The first Super Bowl happened the same year as the debut of the American Basketball Association.
I don't know, mate.
The release of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles.
Didn't help me much either.
And Muhammad Ali's refusal to join the U.S. Army. What year was that?
It's got... this was the first Super Bowl? Is that what you said?
The first Super Bowl happened the same year. Sgt. Pepper's...
I feel like the Chiefs won 4, and that would have been like 72. I think it was like 72, so maybe... It's got to be late 60s. Whatever the closest to the late
67?
60s. Yeah, or later. But 67 is the latest one?
Yeah.
I'll go 67.
Well, there's a 70.
The Beatles, did they put that out in 70 maybe? It's got to be the 60s. I don't know. What do you think?
67.
Okay.
And it is 67.
Dude, we are so good at this. Why are we not on the sports station?
Let's see.
There's no way they'd be killing it like this.
Oh, no.
No.
Four teams have never...
What happened?
Made a Super Bowl appearance.
Okay. Okay.
Which of the teams below has appeared in the championship game? The Browns, the Jags, the Chargers, or the Lions?
Well, it's not the Lions.
It's the Lions.
What? You said has never... No, because we looked that up, Laszlo.
Four teams have never made a Super Bowl appearance. Well, are they saying...
Which one of them
did? The championship game is a Super Bowl, or are they saying the NFC championship game?
What does it say? Read the question again.
Because the Lions did make the NFC championship game. Four teams have never made a Super Bowl appearance. Which of the teams below has appeared in the championship game? Well, the Chargers have, for sure.
Yeah.
Natron Means.
It's got to be the Chargers.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Because the Lions did win
Super Bowl. They said championship.
Exactly.
So it's a little confusing.
Because before the Super Bowl, we looked that up, and there were, whatever they called the championship, there were appearances.
The halftime show headliner is a gentleman named Kendrick Lamar.
I knew that.
He earned widespread acclaim for his 2017 album, Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these awards did he win in 2018? MTV Video Music Award Artist of the Year, Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, Pulitzer. He won a Pulitzer, right?
I'll give you it.
No, we keep reading the Pulitzer. Oh, okay, good.
I already hit it.
I knew it was something. Then you could have kept going, though, and read some other prestigious award, and I would have thought for sure it was that, but...
Who was the first rapper to perform at a Super Bowl halftime show? Nelly,
okay,
Snoop Dogg, Queen Latifah, or Missy Elliott? I would go Queen Latifah, I think.
Yeah, I would too, just based on... She had to have appeared with somebody,
and
that's a long time ago.
But I don't know. Could be Missy Elliott.
It could be. It could be. That would have been before. Or it could be Nelly. I'll go with the oldest. I'll go with Queen Latifah. Just hope that she made an appearance. Does it say when?
She performed as a tribute to Motown's 40th anniversary.
Okay. That's what I was hoping. I knew she wouldn't have been the headliner, but if she was in some show
Which of
like
the
that.
Following acts performed at halftime of the Super Bowl? The Beatles?
Okay, no, I'm going to say no.
Ella Fitzgerald?
I'm going to say no.
Grambling State Marching Band? Or Up With People? I feel
One
like the Grambling State Marching Band did it, I don't know for a fact.
I would go with the Marching Band or...
You pick. I think it's Up With People or Grambling State, but I think it's Grambling State.
Let's go with that then. Let's go with the Marching Band.
Boom!
Dude, we have not missed one
question. No, we're killing it.
We're good at this.
Travis Kelce.
Okay. We should know this.
Kissy, kissy, kissy.
Why? Don't do that. People don't even know what you're talking about.
Travis Kelce has played in four Super Bowls.
Okay.
Is his average receiving yards in those games higher or lower than his jersey number of 87?
In the Super Bowl, is it higher or lower?
Than 87.
My instinct was to go lower, but I would say higher.
I would say higher. I think
it's probably higher because he's done well in the Super Bowl.
He's had to have one with over 100.
Right.
I don't know.
So yeah, over.
I don't think he's had any like low games.
No, you're right. It's over. It's
got to
be over. Over.
Boom.
Yes. Still perfect.
Man. Well, you know what? That's one of those questions. Like,
what?
Screw you. His average is 87.5.
Oh, okay.
So like,
okay. But still.
Still.
That's close, and you're right, like over 100 yards. Yeah. Just think it out. Yeah, that makes sense.
This is Nick Sirianni's second Super Bowl appearance as Philadelphia's head coach.
Okay.
Which man has not coached the Eagles in a Super Bowl? Andy Reid, Doug Peterson, Buddy Ryan, Dick Vermeil.
I'll go, it's not Dick Vermeil. Buddy Ryan?
I'll go Buddy Ryan.
Buddy Ryan.
Oh, it's Buddy Ryan.
Dude, we are so good at this. How many questions is that now?
I don't know, but it's, I don't know how many.
We have not missed one.
I clicked this quiz, and I don't know how many questions it is. We may go on all afternoon.
That's
I have no
great,
idea.
Because at this rate, I mean, we should be writing the damn quizzes.
Saquon Barkley needs 30 yards to break Terrell Davis's record of 2,476 rushing yards in a season, including the playoffs.
Okay.
Who holds the record for most rushing yards in a Super Bowl? Franco Harris, Emmitt Smith, Terrell Davis, Timmy Smith. Now, here's the thing. This is a tough one.
Okay, you think
because
you know
forever it was Timmy Smith. He played for the Reds. What was the? I don't want to use their dead name. I don't know how you do that.
He played for a team called the Redskins.
Right, right, he did. Yeah. But it was the Commanders now. He played for Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And he broke the record. But there is a chance that Terrell Davis broke that record.
Okay.
I know Timmy Smith had it at one point.
Okay. I don't know, because I probably would have clicked. I really don't know. This is all you. I might have clicked Emmett Smith, you, and I don't know.
I feel like Timmy Smith is the trick question. This is a hard one. I don't know. Terrell Davis may have beat it. Timmy Smith had it at one point.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go Timmy Smith.
You go with that then.
Boom!
Dude.
Smith rushed for 204 yards and two TDs on 22 carries as Washington blasted Denver 42-10 in 1988.
Nice. I would have got that wrong for sure. 100% would have got that wrong.
Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker Trump has scored the second most career points in Super Bowl history. That's crazy. I didn't know that. He scored 37 points in Super Bowl history. Who holds the record? Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith, Rob Gronkowski, or Adam Vinatieri?
What are your two that you lean towards? I lean towards Rice and Gronk. Maybe
Adam Vinatieri.
Oh, really?
I think maybe. I don't know. I mean, he was the field goal kicker for the Pats forever. Well, but he made a lot of Super Bowls.
How many times would Jerry Rice have been?
A lot.
It was a lot, right?
Yeah.
But Gronk went with, it was seemed like Gronk came back and went to those Super Bowls almost every time with, I don't, it's, I would say Rice or Gronk, but you say it's neither, so I don't know.
I say Vinatieri. But I'll let you pick, Rice or Gronk, doesn't matter.
Vinatieri's probably, that it probably is a smarter
answer. I don't know if that's true. I don't even know if it's
but
close.
But it makes sense. No, but then we looked up the kicker stuff the other day. I don't know. My instinct was Rice, but you now I think it's probably Vinatieri.
Well, let's not second guess.
Okay.
You got to go.
Okay.
You pick.
Okay, I'll just go with my first instinct.
Jerry Rice?
Yeah.
What a legend. Rice, the Hall of Famer, scored 8 touchdowns. Was right.
Okay, that's...
And 4 Super Bowl appearances, including 1 TD as a 40-year-old with the Raiders in 2002.
Wow, okay. I definitely thought that was
nice.
Wrong.
I would have thought
that
Vinatieri
one.
For sure.
You talked me into Vinatieri, and I was confident. I would have, at that point, if you'd asked me about money, I would have been like, no, I'm switching to Vinatieri.
The Chiefs and Eagles are meeting in the Super Bowl for the second time in 3 years.
Okay.
What team have the Chiefs never faced in the Super Bowl?
Oh, well, I'll know this one. You should have to.
The Packers, the Vikings, the Cowboys, or the Bucks? What? Wait. The Chiefs and Eagles are meeting in the Super Bowl for the second time. Well, they played the Packers early. I'm going to guess the Cowboys. I mean, I know they played the Bucks. I know they beat the Vikings. And I think they lost to the Packers in the first one. So I'll go Cowboys. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, hard to believe. There you go.
Nice.
All right. Which set of siblings have not appeared in the same Super Bowl?
Okay.
Travis and Jason Kelce.
Well, we know that's not that one.
Eli and Peyton Manning. Jason and Devin McCourty. Jim and John Harbaugh. The Manning brothers never played each other, did they?
I feel like that's an easy one unless we're being idiots and forgetting something. Okay. That would have been a very big deal. I feel like we would have remembered it. I don't know. It would have had to have been. There was no Denver Giants Super Bowl. I mean, Eli's Super Bowls were
against Brady, I think, right?
So
yeah.
I think that, and that might be it.
What cost the most? I don't know exactly how they do this, but that's all it says. So,
okay.
The Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Okay.
A 30-second Super Bowl ad. 1 year of Nick Sirianni's salary. Or a Super Bowl ring.
I'll go with the Super Bowl ad just because it seems like that would be the craziest thing.
That's
what
true.
Do you
I don't know, but can you buy the Vince Lombardi trophy?
Like
I don't
what
know,
does it cost them to manufacture or something like that? I would guess that it's a commercial.
I would go with the commercial.
That's why they want to surprise us. Like, can you believe
Boom!
Nice. So we got...
$8 million. Sirianni's salary comes close at $7 million.
Have we missed one?
We have not.
We have not missed a single one. We got lucky with a couple, but...
Mm-hmm.
So, is that it?
It's still going, man. Oh, do you want me to stop?
I'm just going to do one more here. One or two.
The Chiefs-Eagles matchup won't have two Kelces, but both teams do have active receivers with this last name.
Okay.
Hopkins? I don't think there's an Eagles Hopkins.
I don't know enough about the Eagles.
Wilson? Brown? Watson. It's got to be Watson.
Oh, you think? Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the Chiefs have a Watson, right?
What about Brown, though?
The Chiefs have a Brown?
They're saying that there would be...
Both teams do have an active receiver with this last name. I don't think the Chiefs...
Oh, they do have. Okay, yeah. All right. Then
I think it's got to be Watson, right?
Go with your gut.
Ah!
What? Who was it?
Damn, Hollywood Brown. We forgot.
So, wait, it was Brown? But yeah. For the opposite reason than I thought?
Hollywood Brown has only played in two games this season. A.J. Brown. That's the one we got wrong.
Well, I don't take credit for that, because that's one that I only said because I thought it was the other way around.
Hollywood Brown. God damn it.
We're pretty good at this.
Well, I didn't even finish it now.
Oh, there was more? My goodness. Well, we did pretty good. Let's just, you know.
Fox broadcasters for the Super Bowl aired its first Super Bowl in 1997. Who won that game?
1997. What are the
options? The Packers, the Cowboys, the Patriots, or the Broncos?
Cowboys. Or Broncos. Cowboys went back-to-back years. Oh, that might have been. That was earlier in the decade, though.
Wrong!
It's
I don't know. I forgot.
It's Denver. You did. Who was it?
I don't know. I have to go back.
Oh, well, just forget it. Just forget it.
The probability of a coin toss is supposed to be 50-50. What has landed more often in the Super Bowl?
Tails. I don't know.
There you go. You got it back on the
list. Really? Okay. Not bad. Okay, I think we do need.
Does winning the coin toss even matter? Do coin toss winners also tend to win the game? Yes or no?
I'll say no, just because it seems like they want us to
indeed.
Be surprised. Okay, there you go. We're really good at this. We only got one wrong, and that was just because of a quick lapse.
Well, we just forgot about how.
Yeah, and we just forgot what you did. I just misunderstood the question, so that's all. We did good, though.
Patrick Mahomes had a subpar regular season on the stat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
But how many wins the Chiefs quarterback have before the playoffs? 15, right?
Yeah,
boom.
Yes.
Got it.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, there's more.
We'll have to do it off the air. You can join us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ChurchLaszlo. We'll see if we find the bottom of this thing.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
the order of hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo, Mr. Big.
Yo.
Do it.
Well, the headline I saw this morning, Laszlo, is that the trade war is heating up. And, you know, with China. Because the other stuff. So the second headline said Trump blinked. I guess that's what we talked about yesterday. But China. You got those tariffs on Chinese stuff, and you would think, like, you know, what stuff do we get from China? But it turns out it's actually a lot of stuff. And we sell them stuff, too. And so now China is going to retaliate. But, you know, your biggest concern probably is what kind of stuff is going to get expensive coming from China now? What do I have to look
forward
to?
The trade war heating up. China retaliating after the first of President Trump's tariffs kicked in at midnight. The U.S. imposing a 10% tax on all Chinese goods, aiming to stop the trade of narcotics in the U.S.
They're sending massive amounts of fentanyl.
That price hike could raise the cost of medications, including cancer drugs, antibiotics, and blood thinners, and affect a whole range of Chinese goods that Americans use, from groceries to computers and video games to popular brands like Shein and Temu.
Shein and Temu. How are we going to get clothes and pictures of electronics? I've never bought anything from Shein and Temu, but I think Stokong got some, like, a wardrobe from Shein, right? And I'm sure that I bought stuff from China. Video games, for sure. When they started listing the medications, I was like, damn, that's all stuff my mom takes, I think. So, I mean, they didn't get specific.
But we're not going to buy anything from Temu anymore?
So, it'll just be more expensive. It'll be more expensive now. But what is China going to do in response?
Like three things for two pennies? Well, they do all those games. It's like, pick these four
spin
things.
Spin the wheel.
Yeah,
but then you got to download the
cents.
App. Yeah, well, I don't want to download the app. Yeah, I can only buy it if I download the app?
Yes.
Well, forget it then. Why do I have to download an app? Like,
I don't know.
A
I don't make the rules
because
they want your information.
I guess. Well, it's not
Chinese.
I tried this with Wish, okay? And I tried ordering a computer. I thought I got a real good deal at $80. And it never showed up. I mean, other people at least get the picture of the thing and say, look, I ordered headphones and they sent me pictures of headphones. Well, at least you got something. I got nothing for my $80. And did I fight it? Of course not. I think I'm going to take the time to call the bank and tell them, hey, I ordered an $80 laptop from Wish, and it never showed up. That's embarrassing.
I did order headphones from
Wish? Temu?
Temu.
Yeah?
I did.
And did they show up?
Bad. I used them today. They work fine. They're like $4.
Boom. There you go. I know. I see stuff's cheap on there. I just don't download the app. But what's China going to do to respond? Are they gonna hurt our American companies now?
They're gonna hurt us.
Yeah, they're gonna investigate Google. That's what they're gonna do.
And China imposing its own tariffs on U.S. coal and natural gas, vehicles, and farm equipment. Beijing also targeting major American companies, opening an investigation into Google, restricting the company that owns fashion brands like Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger, and adding controls on materials that the tech industry depends on.
Tommy Hill. Fewer Tommy Hill shirts in China. That's like the most popular clothing brand in China. It's Tommy Hilfiger.
No, it's not.
True or false?
False.
False, yes. I mean, as far as I know, I just made that up. But Calvin Klein could be big. I don't know. Those things are, you know, hurt. And they're going to investigate Google. I'm sure Google's like, great. I mean, you get caught in a trade war as a corporation. There's lots of corporations that are like, well, this sucks because now we're going to sell fewer cars in this country. It's going to be hard to get steel to make motorcycles in that country, whatever. All that stuff happened the last time around. I remember hearing all those stories. But if you're a company like Google, you're like, we're going to look at all your data. We're going to really take a deep dive. That's when you're like, well, crap. I mean, if you want to charge more for Android phones or whatever, you can do that.
Right.
But now you're launching an investigation into our company? You want to do a full audit? I mean, this wasn't our idea. This was Trump's idea. Take it up with him. So, yeah, the stuff with China has gone into effect. The stuff with Canada and Mexico? I think we're good now. We're waiting or something? I don't know. I just saw the headline that said Trump blinked with our neighbors, and I was like, okay, that's what I thought. And then I didn't read.
I didn't either. I read one that said Trump backs down.
Yeah, I figured the
but I was like,
China
I don't know,
stuff being
really
the headline.
I don't know if he did.
The China stuff being the headline seems like, well, and he must have because he called it a victory. I know that. Well, they said, you know, that it was like a showdown with neighbors and that he's claiming victory and took a victory lap. So,
you know. We'll see. Prepare for higher prices on these four types of imported Chinese goods.
Yeah, China.
You know they are?
Well, they told me. Timu, Shin.
I know. I thought it was just goods, not like what you're talking about.
Oil, gas. Oh, no. Pharmaceuticals was one of them. So, pharmaceuticals. Since she listed pharmaceuticals, I'll say.
Well, I thought it was like four brands. Didn't they just give you like a
broad swath
clothing and textiles? Well,
okay. Well, I said Shin and I said medication.
Cars. China is also a big producer of car parts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Home appliances.
Oh, that makes sense. Video games.
And I guess that's it.
I guess she said earlier. So, yeah. The price of your new copy of the show. MLB The Show.
Make me mad. It's
gonna
go up, expensive.
But, well, you'll still buy it. You'll still buy it. How much plastic do you think is in your brain right now? Plastic particles. You think it's
60%.
0.8 nanograms.
60%.
You think it's 60%.
60% of my brain is plastic.
Do you think it's a spoonful or do you think it's a half a gram? How much plastic do you think is in your brain right now after this new study?
60%.
Spoonful.
A spoonful,
which in your case would be 60%, but that's still a lot. A spoonful's a lot, and it's not just in our brains; it's in our kidneys, it's in our livers, it's everywhere. We're dying.
A new study reveals the human brain may contain a spoonful of plastic. Researchers at the University of New Mexico found that the average brain has the equivalent of about 7 grams of microplastics. That's about 50% more than studies revealed back in 2016. Human livers and kidneys also showed increases. Experts say as plastic breaks down over time, it degrades into smaller pieces, eventually small enough to slip inside the body.
But the effects of that plastic on the body, still not well known. Although I would say that for years we've been going, damn, COVID brain.
Ah, and then we got plastic brain.
But now I'm thinking maybe it's plastic brain.
Plastic
if you say
brain.
Like, hey, you're having a hard time remembering yourself, you think it's when you got a cold in 2020? Or do you think it's because there's a spoonful of plastic in your brain? I'll go with the spoonful of plastic.
It's like when they say spoonful, though, it makes me think like it's just one hard piece of plastic.
Is it broken up into little micro pieces? Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought it was like a plastic little ball of plastic.
No,
in there.
Whatever he said, there's seven
bouncing around.
Nope, it's got to get small enough to be in your body, and that's when it breaks down to a really small piece of plastic.
Steve Kleemer on our Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Lazarus says plastic is the least of my liver's worries.
No kidding,
that's fair.
Yeah, least of my kidneys' worries too. So. This, you know, all this talk about USAID, USAID, what does it do? Why does Elon want to shut it down? What's going to happen if he shuts it down? They spend a lot of money. Look at some of the dumb things that this organization spends money on. Trump says we got to cut the fat. trim the fat. We got to get rid of the, and he also said something about, I think I pulled it, but he said something about it being run by radical people.
Who? What?
Trump said USAID was run by radical
people. I don't know what USAID
is. Well, no one does. So now
USAID?
Yeah,
is that, so
I looked today.
USAID? Why do they keep saying USAID?
I don't, just call it USAID. Call it USAID. Isn't that what
it
is? USAID?
It makes it so confusing. Right.
Unless I'm missing a letter, Twitch, isn't it USAID? Anyway, it would make a lot of sense if you called it USAID and then said, what does it do? It sends aid to other countries.
Right.
Well, okay. But why did that have to be so confusing the last few days? I don't understand it. He wants to stop sending food.
The headquarters of the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, was closed to personnel on Monday, sending shockwaves around the world.
USAID, run by radical lunatics, and we're getting them out.
The closure came after Elon Musk moved to exert control over the foreign aid organization.
Yeah.
And now Secretary of State Marco Rubio is claiming to be in charge.
I'm the acting director of USAID. I've delegated that authority to someone, but I stay in touch with him.
That is such a good line. I know they're doing it purposely. Like, Marco Rubio is claimed to be in charge. They interview him, and he goes, yeah, I'm the active director. I've delegated that responsibility to a friend of mine, but I stay in close touch with them.
Right.
It's like, who is that close friend? Is it Elon?
I mean, that's plastic in his brain.
Yeah, somebody with plastic in their brain, I suppose.
So, but, somebody who's not a radical lunatic.
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. Maybe that aid that we were sending, those boxes of food and rice, whatever, made out of plastic in it. And I'm like, hey.
Radical lunatics.
We're messing these people up.
These people are radical lunatics.
So what is the downside of not sending food to starving people around the world?
I can't think of one.
Or people that are, you know, struck by some sort of tragedy, like a natural disaster. You said you can't think of one. I had a hard time. Other than they would starve, right?
Like, yeah,
that's
the
obvious.
Whatever,
okay.
Not me.
So they would starve, and I don't think I'm. I don't think I know any of them. So it's a sad thing, but it's like sad in one of those ways where you go, it's sad,
right?
But am I actually sad? If you showed me videos of kids starving, now I start to get sad. Don't show me that. But you just tell me this many people starve around the globe every year. It's a number, and I go, that's sad, but I don't actually feel it.
Right. That's my favorite type of sad.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the best. The best way to feel sad is to just say, that is sad. I feel sad, but you don't actually because you haven't really.
Because you don't know any of those people.
Right. And you haven't looked at it to try and empathize and see how sad it is.
And you just had a steak dinner.
Yep.
So you're like, I'm full.
Why would they want food? I'm not hungry. They say it hurts our relationship and our image around the world. So when people go and grab food off one of these pallets,
it's already done.
And it shows
people already hate us.
Well, but some of these countries, they get hit by a tsunami or an earthquake or whatever. Then these countries drop off aid and they have pallets of rice. And when they go
over, who likes us?
If they get all this food that's got American flags on it.
Yeah, right. But they still hate us.
Yeah, they hate us for our food.
Well, they hate us in general, right? I mean, the Canadians hate us.
Well,
they're all booing the national anthem at hockey games. Mexicans hate us.
Well,
who else? Everybody hates us. So you already hate us. I mean, the only people who don't hate us, I guess, is England, and I'm guessing they're keeping their food too. Like, they're like, whatever.
It's the hated that don't hate us, you know? Like you said, England, I feel like they're probably hated by a lot of people around the world too. A long history of colonialism and all those things, which I hear people say now is frowned upon. So, you know, we have friends. I don't think the majority of Canadians say this. I don't think the majority of Mexicans say this. Mexico, I'm not so sure. But I really don't know if you did a poll. I think they would say we hate, some of them would say they hate your government and not the people. It's like, do you hate China?
Yeah, well, they know that the food's coming from the government.
Well, right. But that would be a good thing then, right? Like, hey.
Yeah, but they still hate us. I'm saying even though you try to do good things, they still hate us. So quit doing good things.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like you're in a bad relationship and you keep trying to be nice.
Every time.
And your significant other is still pissed at you all the time.
Yeah.
Eventually you're just like, well, why do I keep trying to be nice?
Why do I do anything?
Right. Just forget it.
Right.
You know what? I'll keep the rice here.
Yep.
Look, if you don't want dinner, you don't want dinner. Sorry, I keep pissing you off. I made a mess. Whatever. Like, you know, I'm done. I'm out. I think that's what you have to do.
I think that's what Elon's doing.
So that's the only thing that's bad about us not giving?
Well, USAID apparently does other things, because I saw someone who was against it on TV reading through a list of some of the crazier things that they do, but I wasn't interested to that point. I just wanted to know what USAID was. And once they said, it is USAID, they send food, I thought, this doesn't need to be so complicated. So that's what they want to do, is cut that spending on foreign, you know, aid. That's easy to understand. Yesterday, they kept talking about USAID and trying to get in. They're closing the doors. And employees.
I thought Gronk was trying to join.
Right.
I didn't know
what the hell was happening.
The Church of Laszlo.
What are we talking about now?
Okay. I just want to know if you already knew this. Maybe it's just because I don't have kids in school. and this is a perfectly normal thing, and I don't want to sound like one of those people who say, you're teaching my kids what in school?
Okay.
But I am now one of those people. I don't even have kids in school because I saw this story. And then this particular story was something out of Michigan. It was in Portage, Michigan.
Okay.
I don't know where that is. But the Portage Public Schools, better known as PPS, are in the news because they have apparently had discussions about moving their lessons on the dangers of pornography from high school down to sixth grade. So they've already been giving these lessons on the dangers of pornography to high school kids,
okay,
which I had no idea could possibly be a thing in a public school. And now they're talking about moving it down to sixth graders because kids have phones and they see more and more porn at younger and younger ages, right? Okay.
Move by Portage Public Schools has some parents confused and outraged. The district is considering moving a lesson about the dangers of pornography to the sixth grade level. Right now, that same lesson is being taught to students in high school. District leaders say educating students at a younger age on this topic can have a much greater impact.
Did you know that the school is teaching your kids about the dangers of pornography?
I didn't. Are they?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You've got kids in school. Do you? Well, of course they don't. That's not the kind of thing you come home and tell your parents about when they say, how was school today? You don't say we learned about the dangers of pornography. I wouldn't say that. I would not tell my parents. I would not have a discussion with them about that. Now, we had sex ed in school.
Especially because your parents love it so much.
Okay. We did have sex ed in school. And we talked about penises and vaginas and all that and condoms. We talked about why sperm is made. I've forgotten all of it.
Why is it made?
What's it for? What's it really for? Instead of what you know, what you do with it. Does it actually have a purpose?
How do you do with it?
You don't remember?
Like what you do with sperm?
Like why we have it, yeah. What your body wants you to do with it. It's not just throw it on the floor. Which at that age is a bit of an eye-opener, right? Because now, for us, though, for our generation, because the sex that I was seeing, the videos of, it was all simulated sex on HBO late at night or whatever, you know. What was that? Emmanuel's erotic space, whatever, those things. It always sounded like it was going to have a bunch of porn.
It's like a book, someone's diary or something.
It's all TNA. I remember going to school one day, and a kid in the lunchroom, we were fifth grade, something like that. And this kid, he's sitting down for me a little bit at the lunchroom table. He goes, I'm tired of tits and ass. I want to see more. And I knew immediately what he was talking about. I was like, oh, he's talking about HBO. Man, I'm with you. I'll sign the petition. Where do I sign? Of course, now kids don't have that problem because they have their phone. So I get it. It's a different generation. And you teach kids for the generation that they're in. But do you feel comfortable with the school teaching your kid the dangers of pornography? Mm-hmm. And do you feel comfortable with your sixth grader being taught the dangers of pornography? I mean, I know they're looking at it. I know. I'm not oblivious to that. They have phones. Of course they're looking at it. But what is the teacher going to say? What is this lesson?
They're going to say, like, you know, hey, you can get addicted to it. Or you could probably, you know, you're dating Terry over there, you think you're going to go to the roller skating rink, and the first move isn't the old job, right?
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think like that's what they got to, like, you know, hey, that's not how sex really works.
Well, you're right. That's part of what they said. I was surprised to learn that. You just guessed it. Oh, that's a good guess. Apparently, now I don't know what Portage specifically teaches, but I looked it up to see what they teach kids, and I found some things about what some schools and what they tell parents to teach kids. So I assume it's similar that, like, porn can be very disrespectful.
Yeah.
People are being used for sexual pleasure. Yeah. And, you know, you don't use someone like that. Which I don't know.
What? I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Someone is.
Well, you're supposed to learn that you don't do it, even though, you know, like in the real world, you do. Like, they learn a lot of stuff. Like, you know, when, like, I'm sure if you were taking, like, you know, some sort of finance class, they would say, like, you know, you pay all your taxes and you only write off stuff that you do, right? Yeah. Same thing. Like, you know, don't, you know, disrespect women when you have sex with them. But, like, then you get out of school and you're like, oh, well, that wasn't. I mean, that's what they, that's just what they have to teach you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. Right. And you're probably right. But still, why even have this conversation? I just can't imagine a public school teacher having that conversation with my kid. That does seem like, and now I sound like one of those people, but it is one of those things. I'm like, I'll talk to my kids about that. You can tell them about how it works. You can talk to them about condoms and all that stuff. No, I won't. But I don't like the idea of, I'm just trying to put myself in the kid's position. Go back to when we had sex ed. Imagine them teaching all this stuff. Yeah, I know it was embarrassing enough.
I'd rather they do it than I do it.
I know. You're not going to do it as a father. I get that.
Right. I don't want to do it.
Most people won't.
So he can learn a little bit with the whole group. Whatever. It's fine.
Well, so when I looked this up, though, it seems like almost all of the negative stuff, it seems like they really target boys unfairly. Because they talk about how, you know, boys end up wanting more and more extreme sex. Boys end up having erectile dysfunction because the graphic things they see in porn. Boys think that promiscuity is more acceptable, which, you know, that's not. Now, what was that? Like, who says? I mean, that's not a law, right?
What?
It's not a law that you can't be promiscuous. It's
no,
not like,
of course not.
So I don't know. Now, see, now we're already treading. It's going here. Like, when does this start?
And I
to
also
get,
think
like,
that's. I agree. You know, that's pretty antiquated. I think women can watch porn and think, you know, hey, this is how it works too.
Well, you know,
I'm gonna go stick my head in the dryer. wait for someone to come around.
I wish they would, but they don't. And what's interesting?
But I do think they could have sex different. Like they have different ideas of sex if they watch it. Of course they do.
Well, you know what the thing said that I read?
What?
When they talked to the women, talking about what happens to women, they said women end up with husbands who use pornography. And they are more likely to be the victim of an affair or the victim of an aggressive sexual partner. So, again, it all comes down to the guys. And guys getting way too horny, way too aggressive, way too young, and way too promiscuous. And
because
thinking,
they watch porno?
Because they watch porno and they're watching it at a young age. And they said, I saw something in Psychology Today, that anyone who says the jury's still out on whether or not porn has harmful effects on children, they're wrong. The jury's not out. Plenty of studies have been done. It is not a, you know, net. There is some damage, and I believe that. I believe that there is some damage done to a kid's brain. I'll buy that. And that they're looking at younger, it messes you up. You had that magazine, the German one.
Yeah.
You know, that screwed you up a little bit. And now
screwed
just imagine,
you up is such a judgmental term.
Well, it confused you.
Right, I wasn't confused.
Well, you thought that you had... I can't say it, but...
Yeah, I didn't realize that was available.
Right.
But I haven't done it since then.
Yeah, you haven't done it.
But I'm aware of it.
Right. But they also think that pornography creates more boys, men, who are interested in that stuff.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
Because they can become violent.
Why? Now all of a sudden they're violent. Because they like some
bondage.
German porn.
Yeah, bondage.
Yeah,
when you're
into bondage, it doesn't make anybody violent. It makes you consenting adults.
Yeah. Well,
just because I'm into bondage or BDSM doesn't make me a serial killer.
Well, but
you know what? It just makes my horizons more explored than yours. You know what? I don't need to hear that.
Well, I looked it up, and they said you are supposed to start talking to your kids about porn now in elementary school. So I wanted to be mad at the school, but if Psychology Today says you're supposed to start talking to your kids in elementary school about porn, all the more reason I don't understand how people have kids. I don't understand how you do it. How do you have that conversation?
I didn't.
Right. And who is having that conversation? The person having that conversation... I just have a feeling that their kid needs that conversation the least, you know? You know what I mean.
Yeah, no.
It's like that. I know what's going on. I know that kind of household.
They're my kid, you know.
Those parents.
They don't know.
Right, you know, they listen to the show.
I mean, I talk like I've talked to them like, I think we were watching...
Well, you don't watch it together, do you?
No, but the boys. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm like, that's probably not... we both watch it. But I'm like, that's probably not a show we should watch together.
Oh, the show, the
right.
Boys. Okay.
And then,
I was confused.
And then, you know, he's like, yeah, no, we shouldn't watch it together. And then I was like, I'm not even sure at your age you should be watching. This was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
At your age you should be watching. And I don't know. And he was like, it's fine, man. I was raised on the internet. Nothing's weird to me.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay.
But you don't have to do it together.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. And
I
just like, you know, we don't have to have a conversation about this because I think that you know that what's happening is weird. It's an instinct.
It's
when you
only
see it.
Weird if you and the person you're with think it's weird.
Well, I'm, okay.
But
right.
If you and the person that you're with are into it, I'm not going to ask you.
Fair enough.
It's not none of my business. It's none of my business what you and your fiance do. I would imagine a lot of people think it's weird.
Yeah,
I would bet I think it's weird. Some of the things.
Possibly.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been around that a lot longer than you have. But so, you know what? You told me about the stuck thing. That was weird to me at one point, right? Because I was like, oh, I didn't know.
No.
That's not weird now, but.
No. Now, what I'm saying is, if you and your girlfriend, I don't even know if you think it's weird. If you think it's weird, you don't think it's weird, whatever. But you do it together and you have fun and you think it's weird and you like it because it's weird, then who cares? I don't care.
Well.
You guys can do whatever you want to each other.
You're supposed to teach your kids a five-step thing if they encounter porn. Say, hey, if you encounter pornography.
I'm not doing
that. I want you to remember this. It's can do. Can do.
C-A-N-D-O?
Yes. Number one. Number one, close my eyes. That's the C. Number two, always tell a trusted adult.
Hmm.
Number three, name it when I see it.
What do you mean, name it when I see it?
Number four, distract myself.
What does that mean, name it when I see it? I know, like, what are you doing?
Hey, stop it. And at the same time, distract myself. So look away.
Look away.
Right? Who plays second base for the Yankees? That's distracting yourself.
Right.
And then O is order my thinking brain to be the boss. Hey, I want you to be the boss. Stop letting horny brain ruin us. Which I've had that conversation before. It's always after I'm done.
Too.
But
not usually with porn.
Huh?
Usually with real people, not with porn.
True. That's
I'm like,
worse
why
than,
am yeah. I waking up with you again?
Right. That
why?
Could be porn's
why
fault.
Why are we here? Why? Why? Never with porn. Never. Sometimes I'm done with porn. I'm like, that was weird. But I'm not mad at myself. So most of the time you wake up with another human, you're like, oh,
where's my
God.
Car? Where's my
why?
Wallet?
And you're going to stick around all day, aren't you? And you think we're back together.
God damn it, man.
It just made my heart hurt for that person. Someone today, right now, is experiencing that in this very moment. Think about that.
Which one are you feeling bad for?
The person you just described, the one who woke up and doesn't know where his wallet is and can't believe now that she thinks they're back together.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know about what her life is like. I'm sure it's got its difficulties, too, but that guy, boy, that sucks.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, what's this crazy goddamn story you want to tell me about?
It doesn't make any sense. It's not real life. It can't be real. But this morning, I'm going through, reading the news, watching the news, looking for stuff to talk about during headlines, right, for doom scrolling. And every now and then, I come across videos from that News Nation channel that I still don't really know if it's a channel or if it's just online. I see anchors on there that I've definitely seen on other channels before. So I don't know. It's a mystery. But they, because I've clicked on their videos in the past, it shows them to me over there on the side, you know?
Okay.
So I see this one, and it's talking about somebody getting killed and that they think that the person may have been killed by a cult. And I was like, oh, when's that from? And it said that it was from like 45 minutes ago. And I was like, okay.
The person was killed by a cult.
Yeah, that this person was killed by a cult. And I was like, okay. So I clicked on it because it looked like it was recent. And they're talking about this Border Patrol agent who was killed. And they're talking about him possibly being the victim of a death cult. Okay. So they show the name of it, and it seemed like they had very little information. I watched the whole clip, and they brought in some expert, and this expert was a guy that I recognized from like Court TV and other places. He was confused by the whole thing as well.
Disturbing new details surrounding the brutal killing of a Vermont Border Patrol agent just last month. Investigators now believe that deadly shooting could be the latest in a spree of other killings around the country linked to a radical death cult known as the Zizians. In addition to that Border Patrol agent, authorities believe the radical group is linked to at least five other deaths across the country dating back to 2022, including a California landlord who was just weeks away from testifying against the so-called death cult.
Okay, so death cult, maybe five murders in the last few years. Laszlo, this is from Newsweek.
Okay.
Who are the Zizians? They are a radical trans cult. with ties to border agent killing.
Why border agent?
A radical trans cult. Well, listen, I could try and sum this up for you, but you'd only be more confused. So I will just give you step by step here. I don't know if you're looking at the same article, but there was a recent killing of a U.S. Border Patrol agent in Vermont, okay? They are now linking this to the Zizians, which is a trans-vegan death cult. A trans-vegan death cult.
That's a good band name. But now it's actually real.
But is it real? How can it be real? A trans-vegan... If a trans-vegan death cult is out there killing Americans, how is Trump not doing press conferences about it?
Why are they killing border agents?
Well...
And what does Vermont border?
Who knows? But
why does Vermont have a border agent?
They're customs and border patrol. So
why
maybe it's
customs agents in Vermont?
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe
just
airplanes land there. I don't know. Does Canada touch? Maybe it's to keep the border of other states. I wondered the same thing.
Jessica Taylor, a person familiar with the Zizians.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Taylor. She's the one who basically...
She was interviewed by Open Vallejo.
And she's the one who, it sounds like, maybe gave some information to authorities like, hey, I think this might be a trans-vegan death cult, and maybe they didn't listen to her at first, but like,
it's really weird. Their decisions, believe human decisions and their effects are mathematically quantifiable veganism.
Yes.
What does that even mean? Mathematically quantifiable veganism?
Don't know, but I do know that they are, as so many other cults are in throughout history.
Oh, you don't have to, because they go by Ziz.
Ziz is the leader. Yes, Ziz is the leader. Yeah.
They ran a blog. It's now been shut down.
Yes. Ziz ran a blog.
His legal name is Jack Lasota.
They all still have legal names. Now, the articles point out, like, hey, you know, we're not trying to dead name these people or whatever, but these are the legal names that we have. But yes, Ziz is the leader. And this group is an offshoot of another cult. And I don't know what that other cult exactly was, except that it was some sort of rational cult, they called it. A group that focuses on rational decision making and blah blah blah. So then I guess you throw in trans and veganism, and they're like, hey, you know what, I'm trans, I'm vegan, I'm in this cult with you guys, there's other trans vegan people in this cult, why don't we start an offshoot and we could be trans vegans? Now, is everyone in the cult a vegan trans? Maybe. Honestly, maybe. When I first saw the headline, I thought, well, maybe someone is a vegan and someone is a trans. But they're saying that maybe everyone in the group is trans or non-binary. The group revolves around this person named Ziz. It's a transgender woman whose legal name is Jack Lasota. Ziz garnered a following because of this blog. This is how the blog is how this Ophelia, is what this person goes by, a German person, got involved in this shooting last week. Because Ophelia saw this blog. And according to this, you already mentioned Jessica Taylor, who's a friend of Ophelia. Jessica Taylor told Newsweek, quote, she was interested in things like effective altruism and criticisms of it, ethics, ethical veganism, mathematics, decision theory, and a lot of the same topics as Ziz. And she had similar views on a number of things. Okay? That's talking about Ophelia and why Ophelia, you know, fell into Ziz's mind control. So this Ophelia person, who's also a transgender woman, was fatally shot on January 20th after she and another individual identified as Teresa Youngblood engaged in a shootout with a Border Patrol agent. Agent David Malland was killed in the gunfight after he and other agents pulled the pair over in a traffic stop. Now, look, we've already been talking about this for 6 minutes. In order for me to try and
I still don't have it all figured out.
Oh, no. If we went on for 60 minutes, you'd have still just as many questions, if not probably more. But let me tell you this. There's a shootout with a Border Patrol agent. Why was there a shootout with the Border Patrol agent? Well, that's a really good question. And, you know, Taylor has some theories as to why they picked these random targets. But there is some talk that, as they mentioned in that news clip, that this group has been responsible for other deaths. If you look into this more, apparently there was a landlord, and that landlord was attacked by this trans-vegan death cult, okay?
Okay.
Because I guess maybe they're against paying rent or something like that, or maybe they just don't like being charged too much for rent. It's not really clear to me. none of the story is really clear to me. But at some point, some of the members of this trans-vegan death cult decided to attack one of these landlords. When they went to attack this landlord, they attacked this landlord by stabbing him and also attacking him with the samurai sword, and he lost his vision. They said that he went blind in this attack. Now, he was set to testify against this group, this trans-vegan death cult, and shortly before he was set to testify, he was murdered.
I don't even know what some of this is. In 2022, Lynn, this is the guy we're talking about, right, was allegedly impaled with a sword.
That's the
and one. Blinded in one eye.
Oh, it was one eye. Okay, this
during an attack by several young people who lived in box trucks.
Well, the box truck thing is,
what
is
the hell's
that
a box truck
or not? Well, good question. Except that they said the box truck thing may or may not be real. I was like, well, what do you mean? Where does it come from? Why are you telling me that they may or may not have briefly lived in box trucks? What? Well, yes, I'm with you. What is a box truck? You lived in the like in the back of a trailer? Is that what you lived in? You lived in a big 18-wheeler trailer? I mean, someone on Twitch can tell us exactly what that would mean to live in a box truck, but I'm imagining that, you know, Twitch says it's a truck that looks like a box. Okay, I can try and imagine that. Is it something from a, is it like a box car? Like the box car children who lived in those train cars?
That's Guy Snyder, apparently, who runs part of this thing, right? Maximilian Snyder? He studied computer science and philosophy at Oxford.
Yes.
That's according to his LinkedIn profile.
Yes. So there are a lot of smart people in this group mathematically. That Felix Ophelia Bockholt, German person I told you about, also some sort of computer whiz. I think a lot of them are computer whizzes and mathematicians.
Youngblood studies computer science, computer software engineering at Washington.
Yeah. There was the school you mentioned, and then University of Washington. And yeah. So Ziz is the leader. That's why they're called the Zizians. But you'll also see them now referred to as a trans-vegan death cult. And you'll go, trans-vegan death cult, this is one of those grocery store headlines from a magazine in 1997. No, this is a real headline from Newsweek, a radical trans-vegan death cult with ties to a border agent killing. And all I can really tell you, Laszlo, is to look into it, because we don't have time to get into all the details and all the deaths that they may or may not be responsible for. Again, we don't know. They haven't been convicted of anything. But the media has just now started to kind of tie these deaths together and figure out this person was about to testify and then they got killed. And why would they attack this border agent? It's worth looking up. At this point, we have now talked about this for 10 minutes, which is about as long as we like to talk about any one subject. We try and have a kind of unwritten rule for ourselves that if we can't get it out in 10 minutes, then it ain't worth doing.
Sure.
That's all I can give you in 10 minutes. I just wanted you to know that a radical trans-vegan death cult is allegedly killing people in the United States and is responsible for a recent border agent's killing. So if you're not intrigued to look that up, I mean, Laszlo's already looked it up. If you, as a listener, are not intrigued to look that up, don't do it while you're driving. But I would think that Trump, at some point, is going to have to address the radical vegan trans death cult. It's going to come up. What I don't want to do, personally, I don't want to upset the Zizians. I'm serious. You're laughing. I don't want to upset them. So I'm just saying, I know there's a lot of talk out there. I know there's a lot of confusion.
They're in a murder gang.
Myself. But people are calling you a death cult now, a murder gang. And we're talking about maybe as many as 5 deaths in the last few years. So, yeah.
It's a rationalist movement.
I just wanted to be first. So the rationalist movement is its own thing. And that was the group.
This is an offshoot of the rationalist movement?
This is an offshoot of a certain rationalist movement cult, is what they believe. And I think, honestly, that the offshoot is that they all had in common that they were trans or vegan or both or something. I think they were in this rationalist group, and then they're like, hey, we're trans or non-binary. We'll start our own. But I don't know. It depends on which article you read. I mean, that News Nation thing that I played you a clip from, they were so confused when they told the story. They said the reason the border agent was killed is because the border agent was about to testify against someone in court. But I think they're confusing the border agent with that other person, the landlord that we mentioned earlier, who was blinded by the samurai sword. I mean, samurai sword, too. All of these
The landlord was blinded.
Yeah, and then killed.
And I think he killed a couple people.
Oh, wait, he killed a couple
people? I think he shot a couple people, maybe. Somebody shot a couple people.
Well, I thought he got killed later when he was about to testify.
Yeah, he did get killed.
Wait, was he part of the Zizians?
No, I think he was defending himself from the Zizians.
Yeah, they attacked him and stabbed him.
He shot a couple people.
Okay.
In defense, but then he died.
Oh, in defense in that moment.
Yeah,
yes,
maybe that happened. I'm not positive.
The Border Patrol agent did too,
yeah,
right?
There was more than one
Border Patrol agent. I think it was like agents, maybe at least two, shooting. Maybe that's the German, the Ophelia, that got killed in that shooting. I'm not exactly sure, but we've talked about this for too long. Do you not think that this will be talked about in the future? You're telling me this isn't going to become a bigger and bigger headline?
I'm not smart enough for it. Like, I mean...
Because the media is not even on the same page yet.
And I'm not smart enough. Lesotho, Lethem, Bahrainian, and another person were arrested in Sonoma County in 2019 while protesting an alumni reunion of the Center for Applied Rationality, a rationalist nonprofit based in Berkeley. Like, I'm not...
Yeah, so that, maybe that was the group... Know, maybe that, like, that was the group that they'd been a part of? I don't know that, but maybe that was the rationalist movement. I'm not all that familiar with the rationalist movement, if I'm being totally honest with you. But look, it's a radical trans vegan death cult. That's a real thing. It's a real thing in the news. You can look it up and you can read about it. Really, I think if you Google any of those things, but the name of the group, they're calling
during the incident, Lynn shot two of his alleged attackers.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. He did.
Yeah.
I guess they lived in trucks. I don't know what the box truck is.
The box truck thing I saw said that maybe.
The cop said he went in there.
That maybe they lived in a box truck.
Young said he searched the property after the attack and found used surgical equipment, more than a dozen laptops, and expensive electronics stashed inside the cargo trucks where the alleged assailants lived.
They said if they had a compound, you know, most cults have a compound, and they said if this cult had a compound, then it was a pair of box trucks that were parked for 3 years on Lynn's property, which was in Vallejo. And it was a cul-de-sac in an industrial part of town, and they had these box trucks.
And they called it Lemon Street.
Well, I think, wasn't it Lemon Street? That's the name of
the street.
No, it was
called like the Lemon Street Properties, even though it's just got trucks in it.
Oh, okay.
So I think what this dude did is he had these trucks, and then during COVID, he rented them out for people to live in.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like, we're not going to pay you or whatever.
I saw
that
it was on Lemon Street.
And then he's like,
yeah,
I don't care.
We're mad. You're charging us too much for rent, right. Whatever. So they attack him with a samurai sword and stab him.
Right.
He loses vision in one eye. Then
but he's like, you're going to pay me, so he pops a couple. I don't know at what point a Border Patrol agent from Vermont shows up.
He pulls them over later. and how is he connected to all this? I don't think he is. How could he possibly be? The news this morning said he was. I think they were confusing him with the landlord because they said the Border Patrol agent may have been about to testify. No. I think the landlord was the one who was about to testify and was later killed.
But they're all trans?
Again, this Newsweek article says where most or all are trans or non-binary.
How many are there?
Don't know. We still don't know. They're still looking into this. I told you you'd have a lot of questions. You're just going to have to look it up.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. Frankie.
Frankie. Hey.
Come here, little Frankie.
Guess who's 21? Take a guess. Guess who turned 21? This doesn't seem right.
I don't know.
Facebook.
Oh, really?
Facebook turns 21 today. I had to look at that like three times to make sure because, I mean, I know that it was around before I started using it because it was for college students, which,
right.
You know, when I was in college, I was busy trying to get my credits.
From a black dude.
Okay. I was...
Big Susie!
Careful. Don't do that.
Why?
Because he lives here. Don't do that. I don't know. I mean,
Don't
do that. What if he hears? What if someone who knows him hears? And it wasn't him. It was, well, I mean, sort of. Anyway, he knows what we're talking about. That's for sure, if he's listening.
Well, I bet.
But, yeah, I saw this thing that said Facebook's 21, which if you told me MySpace is 21, that would have blown my mind, but I would have been less shocked. Like, okay, yeah. I guess I had a MySpace. Was it 21 years ago? Yeah, probably.
Right.
All right,
sure.
Fine. Do you remember, though, when MySpace, when the first time somebody showed it to you? No, like when you first saw it and you realized, oh, my God, this is how we meet people. Look at this. There's girls putting pictures of themselves all over this thing, and then we become quote-unquote friends.
Yeah.
And now they message me, and they put a song on their thing so we can talk about how much we love Papa Roach or whatever it is.
They like you. They put you in their top eight.
Yes.
You know right away you've made a connection.
Yes, I'm one of their like top eight friends. That's, you just keep checking. And see, kids who only know Facebook, Facebook invented the feed. So before the feed, we didn't know what other people were doing until we physically searched them out to stalk their page. We had to go to their page to see what they were doing, what they were saying. Facebook introduced the feed so that, oh, okay, now I know what everyone's doing. But with MySpace, you were very hyper-focused. You knew when you logged in, you were looking to see if you had any messages, first and foremost.
Sure.
And then you were going to check on those chicks again and see that top eight as it moved around. What about that song? Did it change?
Sure.
Did she post any new pictures? When I think about that, there was a girl who posted pictures on there that became my friend. I didn't know her. And it was a coworker who told me to get a MySpace. He's like, oh, great. You need one for work. I was like, sure. And I remember this girl posting these pictures in these fishnets, like laying around with her legs up in the air. And I just thought, this is the moment. It's like you had before now and after now, and everything changes now. And it did. Yeah, MySpace turned into Facebook, which turned into Tinder, which whatever. Sure. But it was all the same thing. Tinder is just an evolution of MySpace.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Facebook's 21, and they said, hey, here's some things you should never post on Facebook. This was a serious
article. Picture of your wiener.
Well, yeah, that was like one of the things. Your driver's license, you know, like, yeah, I know, okay, don't put child porn on there. Yeah, well, try not putting that anywhere. Anything, don't incriminate yourself. It says you shouldn't put too many party photos because it doesn't look good when you're applying for jobs. Yeah, okay, well, how often do you update the photos on your Facebook? Mine are all the ones that go away.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like the story.
I haven't done it in a while.
My profile picture, I'm probably 28 in my profile picture. I don't think I've changed that.
I think I changed it the last time we took. I just put the radio station pictures up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they make us take new ones, and I just put them up then.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm. You ever put a picture of Big Susie up there?
Don't do that.
Have you ever put a picture up there?
Don't. No, I didn't have MySpace yet when we were friends. I was 2001. Mm. So MySpace was still year away? Something like that?
Was he on your Zanga?
I didn't have any of the earlier stuff. Friendster, Zanga. I think that was all girls that had that, right? It was all girls and, you know.
What?
You know.
No, I don't.
You know, it was like for girls.
Okay.
That's all I was saying.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never been on one. No, yeah. I've never been on one. Yeah.
Well, we hacked that. We saw that one girls and we read it on the air that time.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
She was talking about a coworker. She wrote a whole thing about how she was in love with a coworker, but we found out this girl was like 16. We peed our pants. We were laughing so hard.
I don't remember this at all.
You don't remember finding that girl's Zangster or whatever it was?
No.
And she's talking about a guy that we worked with, and she was like 16 years old and how he had proposed to her and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And her dad worked here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And
we literally were like wetting our pants in the studio.
That guy proposed like 7 people.
Yes.
In like a month.
Yes. And we found her Zangas. Or whatever it's called.
That guy was a real piece of work.
That was something else.
What,
I can't believe it. It took me that long to remind you of that. I mean, that was one of my favorite days. It was so good.
The part about him was that I'm a bad person, but I'm openly bad. Like, I'm not going to lie to you and pretend like I'm a good guy. He did a marvelous job of pretending like he was a radical feminist. Yet proposing to teenagers.
Well, you know what? I guess he was Jordan Peterson before Jordan Peterson. You got to give him credit for that.
Fair enough.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. So.
Hmm.
Now that we're done reminiscing.
Yeah, that was funny.
About the old days. Is there something that someone can say?
I saw that guy at the gym not too long ago.
The guy we were just talking about?
Yeah.
Really? Did you...
Like within the last week.
Do you have any...
I pretended like I didn't see him. I'm sure he pretended like he didn't see me. I saw him out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and look forward. And then when I looked over again, he was gone.
Oh, see, I would have at least wanted to see, like, if he showed up with somebody who's in the car.
I didn't want to do anything.
You know, that sort of thing. I mean, I'm trying to be discreet, but I'd be a little curious. Is there something, let's say that you meet a girl and you're attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
You're attracted to this girl. And you go on some sort of a date or whatever. You know that she's interested. Somehow, either she's told you or someone's told you. So, like, you know, you're excited about this because this is an attractive person that's interested in you. Is there something she could say that would absolutely ruin your perception of her to the point where you're like, okay, well, look, I mean, maybe we'll hook up or whatever, but that'd be a good one for several reasons.
That wouldn't stop me, though.
No. None of these will stop us. I knew that there's obviously nothing someone could say.
Right, like that would stop me.
Unless they're like, I think you're a rapist. I'd be like, okay, yeah.
I'd be like, wait, what are we role playing? What's the deal here?
Yeah, see,
I walk down that path with him.
Yeah, okay.
What are we playing? We're playing this game? I don't know what game do we play.
I believe you. I just feel a little nervous. No, this is more like
I got that Jason mask in my car. I don't know what you're looking for here.
I know that there's nothing she could say that's going to stop you from wanting to hook up. I'm saying, is there something she could say that, like phrases that some people use that could make you go, okay, well, I'm never going to be able to date this person because I really don't like you. Just for saying that. I'll give you some examples.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
okay.
Like if she was like, I have to go down to the holler and get some water or something. Well, that's weird.
Well, yeah. No. Like phrases. Like
my mommy's from the Appalachia? I don't know. I mean, it has to be something like that. I can't imagine anything else.
No, if she said things like,
I haven't worn shoes in 10 years. I don't know. Like,
no, these are phrases. By the way, I haven't worn shoes in 10 years. She sounds poor. You got my attention. No,
you like the Appalachia thing too, right?
Sure. I like to feel like I'm accomplished.
Right,
you know?
He does. Ben, if there's anything like, if there's a hot, poor girl in like just beat up tennis shoes and dirty pants, but she's hot, it can't be too dirty, but like she's recently homeless.
Yeah, she's all that.
I mean,
it's no different than that.
It's a recently homeless thing, though.
Yes, but there's a... If it's not a homeless girl that you know could be prom
she's homely
queen.
And a dork and you want to make her a prom queen. This is she's recently homeless and you think...
She needs a shower.
Right, you give her a shower.
Right, and I have a shower. Yes.
He falls in love with him that quick.
It's not necessarily that I fall in love, but I see an opportunity because I think to myself, I feel...
Do I have a shower?
Classes to where, right, I feel like I have something I can offer this person. Whereas I don't necessarily
feel that
all the time.
But you're turned on by homeless girls with bad shoes.
No. It's not being turned on. No. It is what turns me on, if you're going to put it that way, is that I feel like I have a better chance here.
Living together. You went down the elevator and tried to chase a homeless girl. Like, not chase her like in a bad way, but like meet her because you wanted to take her to dinner.
Yes, because I could take her to dinner.
We were going to dinner. You're like, let me try to grab this girl.
If I saw a girl who's wearing, you know, like designer brands where she's walking down the street and she's the same level attractive, I don't like my chances near as much if I go up and say, hey, do you want to go to dinner sometime? If she's standing in line at the soup kitchen and I say, hey, do you want to go to dinner? I like my chances much better. I've gotten made fun of this. Since I was a teenager, my friends would make fun of me. I'm like, I don't understand how you don't understand why I find this
But I also
appealing.
Think you find poor people attractive.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
That's not it. I don't want her to... I don't want her
you like
to wear
them to sweat,
the
you like her to be it's hairy, like you like her to be poor. Like, I mean, there's a lot going
like
on here.
Hairy. I said if you don't shave your armpits, I don't care.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, that's a statement.
I guess, but I just... The armpit thing doesn't bother me. You take that to, you know... I mean,
well,
I like hairy girls.
Either
it's not that I like hairy girls. I don't care about the armpits. You got to shave your legs, so, you know, I don't like hairy girls. The poor thing is just I like my odds. That's all it is. Now, to get back to this, if the girl were to say something, not like, I'm from the mountains and haven't worn shoes, but...
Well, that would stop me in my tracks.
If she said things like, oh, I was today years old when... I learned that you like this. Phrases like that. If she said things like, I love that for you. I love that for you. You know, if she keeps saying that.
That one wouldn't bother me so much.
It's not great. What if she said.
It wouldn't bother me that much. I'd be like, whatever, it's fine.
What if she said, not all heroes wear capes?
Then I think I'm dating Hartzell or whatever that dude's name was.
She could type it out. You know, like on Facebook or something, not all heroes wear capes. and have that be a post. I don't know what she's posting a picture of. You know, someone doing charitable
things. Okay, what are these phrases?
Thing.
I mean, but, none of these are, like, bothering me yet.
It's not bothering you?
Hold like, on, not to the point to where I would say, like, I can't date this person.
Really? If you're around a girl who says, I was today years old, you wouldn't think, like, I can't do this.
No,
this is
I would
not
think it's
work.
Stupid, but, I mean, she could say a lot worse things than that.
What if she keeps saying, you know, these things that she thinks are clever, like, oh, man, I just let that guy live rent-free in my head. And I wish I didn't
know
everyone
go.
Lives rent-free in
T.
my
Bragg
head.
T. Bragg just named one. See, all that? That stuff doesn't bother me. T. Bragg just said one that would make me be like, and be like, I know my worth. That would
That's
be one
okay.
where, like, I'm
okay.
out.
How about I'm holding space for you? I
yeah,
don't even know,
I don't
what,
know
that
what that means, but I don't want
but
you to
I don't
hold
like it.
It. But it wouldn't bother me.
I just saw the Ariana Grande
like, oh,
thing.
Good, she's holding space for me.
No, you're not dating someone who says, I'm holding space for
I
you.
I wouldn't care.
Or please hold space for me. No,
I know my worth is much worse than any of these.
Worse than I'm holding space and not doing it in an ironic way.
I don't even know what it means. Like,
it doesn't matter. You know enough. You know enough to know that you and that person
it's not
are not
as bad as
work.
I know my worth.
It's the same thing.
No.
I think it's just worse. It's like, all right, what if they kept saying, I did a thing. I did a thing.
Oh, I did a thing today?
I did a thing today. Oh, I got to tell you, I did a thing today. That's not, if you're on your first date, you probably know, it's not as bad as some of those. What if she keeps throwing around gaslighting a lot? He gaslit me all the time. My ex used to gaslight me all the time. And my mother, she's always gaslighting me. If I hear that on a first date,
yeah,
this isn't going to work.
No, I don't like that.
What if she says, like, I'm in my blank era, whatever
yeah,
era.
I don't like that. Yeah. These are worse than the ones you said before.
I think holding space is worse.
I know what holding space means.
You don't have to know what it means.
But I don't know what it
no
means.
No one knows what it means. That's the point. That's part of the reason it's so
but
irritating.
But it doesn't irritate me. It irritates me less than I'm in my
whatever
you know, working
era.
Hard era. Like, I don't like that. I don't need that.
Yeah. Well,
but, you know.
I don't, the gaslighting thing, I think, is definitely one where I go, oh. If they say that on a first date, then that's a pretty good indicator that there's trouble ahead. I guess you'd call that a red flag. But yeah, the gaslighting thing for me would be the single biggest one on a first date. A holding space, though. I mean, if someone said that seriously, yeah, apparently that doesn't bother you.
I know my worth would really... And I'm not saying, like, I'm fine with it. It would bother me, but it's just not that. I know my worth. And, yeah... That one's bad.
I know my worth is bad. I think adulting is bad. I think
oh, yes.
She says,
for any time, I don't like it. This is good. I don't like any of these master class mics of the two for the memes. I don't like when you just abbreviate
stupid.
A word for no reason.
Stupid.
Right?
Yes.
Like,
I actually think that was one of the things that I saw listed.
Like, I hate that. I don't even know what word it could be, but, you know.
Yes.
But memes for memories or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you just say the whole word. It's not that hard.
Right. Well played. That doesn't bother me. I'm looking at some things people
well
have said.
Well played doesn't bother me.
I don't care if you say that. What do they say? Oh, if someone says supposedly instead of supposedly, I got no problem with that.
Whatever.
If someone's, you know... Grammar is off a little bit. Spoken grammar. I'm fine with that, supposedly. What do I care?
I did not listen that close.
Huh?
Like, how would they have to say it for me to notice? They
well, supposedly.
Like, supposedly. And yeah. If they just said supposedly,
well, I guess
I wouldn't even notice.
If she's very worked up, it's like, and this guy is supposedly smarter
right,
than me.
Right, that's how it would have to be.
That would be kind of
that annoying. I'd have to notice it. Because if you were just like, I don't know, supposedly, I wouldn't even notice.
It's
so,
like those people who say I was frustrated. Because I think they think it's like flustered, so they say frustrated.
I think they made that word on purpose.
Oh, that's a thing that someone made up?
I think, yeah, it's like a mix between flustered and frustrated.
Well, yeah.
I thought it was like a real thing, like they make it up. Like that's one of those half and half words.
I thought
that
they were
say
just
it on
saying frustrated
I think.
Wrong. I thought they were saying frustrated because they never read it written out before. I don't know. Well, those are good starts. I'm going to go with gaslighting and holding space as my top ones. You can go with...
I know my worth.
I know my worth.
The Church of Laszlo.
We done?
We're done.
Well, that was really fun.
Well, today was the day that you learned about...
Zizian.
Radical trans vegan death cults.
Yeah.
And how they're a real thing and...
You got to look out for them.
It's not made up. You have to look out for
especially
them.
Especially if you're a Border Patrol agent here in Kansas City.
Yes. Well, don't let your kids join one, either.
I mean, I can't
now you have
them.
To have a conversation with your kids. They're at that age.
Where, hey, don't...
Don't get, you know, sucked into one of these trans radical vegan death cults.
You don't want
because
to do that.
You'll regret it. I've got friends who've been down that road. Yeah.
Or being a Border Patrol agent.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get a job that then makes the Zizians the mortal enemy of you.
Which is why I want to make it very clear that we are not trying to start anything with the Zizians.
Well, I don't know if we are or we aren't, but I want the Zizians to know that I'm not a Border Patrol agent.
I am not.
I am
not. And I'm not a landlord.
Nor am I friends with any.
Not a landlord, not a Border Patrol agent, not customs.
No.
It would not be rational to come after us.
No. Well, good show, Lord Zizian. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.